She Gets It podcast will be right back. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's early in the year. Christmas is done. Happy New Year's were said. We heard them, okay? But how do you feel? It's tax time and frustration is on the rise all across the board. Layoffs are still happening and people have lost loved ones. And the way that life was being lived in 2023 is not what's happening at the beginning of this year. You just need some relief. But sometimes going out with friends or going out with family and talking to them is not help. It's not helping. And it's okay. Sometimes you need to find a way to climb out of your thoughts in a positive way. If you need professional help, try BetterHelp. They will work right with you. Contact www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get started today with 10% off your first month with BetterHelp to get the relief you need to be your best self again. Do not sit in those thoughts. Get the help you need today. Now back to the show. Hey, you guys. It's almost Friday. Oh my goodness. This week has been weekend. But I got a good one for y'all. She always got a good one. Don't be fooled. She always got a good one. Something y'all can relate to. I wanted to talk about being a service to your people. We spend a lot of time waiting for someone else to do it, and I don't like that. The social circle that you're in, why would you not utilize all of your strengths? All of your group chats, why are you not utilizing the things that y'all are great at? Even when it comes to group trips, we know who's really with it and we know who just talking, right? And I did my first successful group friend trip to New York last month, and I enjoyed myself. There was no drama. There was no beef. Nobody was without money. Nobody lost anything. Nothing wrong happened. It was just a peaceful, chill trip. But that's the epitome of when you're around the right people. Your vibe is just smooth. It flows. It makes sense. When it comes to the podcast thing, because I podcast, a lot of people support only when it's convenient for them. And to me, that's not authentic support. That's, let me just show that I liked it, or let me just show that I looked, or let me just, you know, be around but not say anything. And I think that's phony. You know, my whole thing with podcasting and having group chats of people who also podcast is, how can you or I have a podcast social group and not ask for help in the areas where I need help? If I see someone is better at video in my friend group, I'm going to talk to them about video. If I think somebody is better at sound, I'm going to talk to them about sound. If I think somebody's amazing at coming up with content, I'm going to talk to them about content. You know, I don't have any problem brainstorming with a friend of mine. I don't have any problem trying to help someone facilitate an event or something they have going on. I think maturity in creating is learning how to take your personal pride and ego out of situations that ain't about you. It's about pushing up this person at right now. And maybe later on, it's about pushing you up. And maybe the next time it's about pushing the other person up. But you have to want to share that value system. How can you not share marketing opportunities to the people that's in your social groups? The people that you talk about creating around. You know, those are your people. Where you live, you know, how can you be concerned about just the things you're having and the nice things you have, but you don't care about other people being able to keep their nice things or have their nice things? You creating selfishly is just creating jealous people, bitter people. And when we graduate in life and realize that I can't have a solid circle being the only one benefiting, oh my God. Oh my God. You know what I'm saying? So this episode is about being a service to your people. And if you don't like it, fuck off. Fuck off. Welcome to She Gets a Pot. When have you sat in a group chat and offered to help someone having an issue with something, and you have great experience in that area that they're having problems in? And if that's not something you want to offer, or you're the type of person, well, they didn't ask me for help, so I didn't say anything, why are you in that group? Why is that your group chat? Why is this the area where you're supposed to be networking, but you're not networking? When your relatives call and have a hectic schedule, do you offer to help them? Do you offer to take something off their plate? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's one thing to have the title of family, but it's another thing to act like family. It's another thing to offer to do something, offer to show up, offer to give time, offer to maybe watch kids, take care of animals. You know what I'm saying? Does our aunt or our uncle have an appointment? You can't take them. You want to see if I can? Like, that type of stuff, like, just meeting each other on holidays, that's bullshit. Just meeting each other because now is your kid's birthday and, you know, you want to have the look of family coming over just for this one day, that's bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I've had parties in the past for the girls, but I don't like being the one throwing the party because it feels like I'm not enjoying the experience. I'm worried about everybody else having an experience, and I don't feel like I'm part of the day. And so slowly but surely, I've taken myself out of the pressure of throwing a party, having this, having that, inviting this person, getting this food, having this cake, getting the balloons, making sure this, paying this, deposit here. Like, I would rather take the girls somewhere, tell everybody what time I'm gonna be there, and we all just have a time and we're just around each other, because that planning shit, ugh, is not for me. Hosting, I am not that girl. I do not like to host people being around and doing things, because I'm the type of person that if we cool, I like your aura, you like mine, we know each other for a while. When you come in my house, I'd rather you go fix yourself something to drink. I'd rather, you know, if you staying over, I just tell you where the towels are and the washcloths and the body wash, and you go help yourself. You know what I'm saying? But you got to know yourself, you know? But my version of being a service to my people might be different from your version of being a service to your people. And that's fine, as long as you're a fucking service to your people. When your friend's moving, do you offer to help them, or do you just wait for them to ask if you can help or ask if you have time, and then you make up a bullshit reason on why you can't? Or do you say yes, but you bitch the whole time while you're there? Let me tell you something. If I am free, and even if one of the girls or both of the girls could come, if you need me to help you pack, I am there. If you need me to help you move things, I am there. If you need me to help you unpack, I am there. If you have a bathroom project that you need help with, or a shelf, or a wardrobe rack, or you need your closet organized, I am that friend. I am that girl. And that's probably why I have many keys to many homes and codes, because I understand that my friends' lives are completely different from mine. I understand that the demand on them is completely different from mine. And I understand how having a clean, organized place helps me personally think and be calm. And having a place that's not unorganized and someone doesn't know how to, you know, attack it the right way, how they can feel overwhelmed and easily fall into like a space of depression. And so me being that, and my friends know that I am that, I have no problem being a service to my people. And you have to, in every relationship, self-check and say, okay, this is the type of relationship I have with this person. This is a basic that I must do, or this is a basic common courtesy that should happen between us. How can I go above and beyond in this? And if you don't want to go above and beyond for your family, that's a problem. And if you don't want to go above and beyond for your partner, that's a problem. And if you don't want to go above and beyond... Hey guys, thank you so much for checking out this podcast. This is one of many podcasts that I do. So when you support this podcast, you are supporting options that I can do with the other shows. If you're not aware, I have Cozy Womb Podcast. I have Creator Podcast. Loudmouth Stereo was discontinued, but the episodes are still up there if you want to listen. She Gets It Pod was discontinued, but the episodes are still up there if you want to listen. So What Pays Me on Bit is a book club podcast. We have The Real Relationship Report that I do with Dungeon on Stereo app bi-weekly. And then there is the one and only Wear It Right with Shan, which is my podcast where I talk about fashion and style. So when you support one, you support all. If you would like to donate to any of these shows, you can. The link is in the show notes, and I do appreciate it. It does give me other opportunities to do other things. And also, please support the website. Visit often, because there's a blog on there called Thick Grits and Pods, where I upload my thoughts and things that help podcasters and creators and just keeping us where we need to be in our minds and in life. ShambiPodden.com is the website. You can also find all of my books on that website and all of the shops to go ahead and purchase merch if you like wearing what you support. And I appreciate you. Now back to the show. On for your friends, the ones that you keep around, the ones that always show up for you, that's a fucking problem. If you don't want to go above and beyond for your business partner, that's a fucking problem, and that's going to turn into a strained relationship, because every relationship is about reciprocation and give and take. Every relationship is about, okay, this is the goal. This is what I want to do. This is what I don't want to happen. These are the things I don't want to deal with. Cool. Capiche? Capiche. And you practice what you say. And if someone, after you do that, does what you say you don't want or you don't like, there has to be a conversation. And if that person doesn't want to have a conversation, there lies your fucking answer. This person wants to do what the fuck they want to do, which is cool. Do what the fuck you want to do by yourself. But I'm not going to stick around here and repeat myself like I didn't say what the fuck I said. It doesn't have to be rah-rah. It doesn't have to be back and forth. It doesn't have to be yelling. It doesn't have to be blowing up your phone. It doesn't have to be popping up at your place. It's maturity. It's saved energy. It's you asking yourself, why do I care? You asking yourself, if I have this conversation, what solution is it going to bring? And if the answer is nothing, save that shit. Save that shit, okay? I believe every relationship needs check and balances. So check in on your people. I know. The show will be back. I'm just giving y'all a break with a message. Thank you so much for checking out this podcast, as She Gets It Pod. If you would like to support this podcast, you can always support by purchasing merch on She Gets It Shop with Teespring, or going to shambipodden.com and checking out the other shows, also leaving a review. And if you would like to donate directly to the show, you can. In the show notes is a link for Red Circle, which is my host for this podcast. And you can donate anything you would like. Everything is appreciated. Donating to this podcast will allow me to create options with a fund of money I'm getting from my subscribers and listeners who appreciate me putting in effort for each episode. I do show notes, I research, and I come up with how I can deliver you guys information and knowledge from my personal experience and more. And that does take time for me, but I enjoy it. It's a process I enjoy. Even if I wasn't doing this, I'd probably be having great discussions with the people around me in my circle. So in exchange to give you guys more options on how I can express myself in the future, any donations to this podcast will be greatly appreciated. Other than that, if you see me in these podcast streets, please drop a review, share it with a friend, share a clip. If you see me post, please repost it, and I appreciate you. Now back to the show, because there's more to talk about, clearly. Being a service to your people also means showing up as a genuine person. People need support, and when they don't have that, the attitudes change. People talk less. The jealousy shows up, X, Y, and Z. Y'all know. Now, I'm not saying that you are obligated to do shit for everyone, but those who are good to you, be that for them also. Be fair about the effort that you're giving, and recognize when you're not showing up, and recognizing that you haven't called, and recognize when you could have texted and you didn't. Share your wisdom, you know? Do you know how easy it would be for me to sit here and talk about Diddy, talk about sports, talk about Drake, talk about K-Dot, talk about J. Cole, talk about rent increasing, talk about baby daddy shit, baby mama mess? I'm not doing it. That's low-hanging fruit to me. People don't need more pointless thoughts. They need to know what's going to help them jog their mind to think better for themselves. They need what's going to improve their life. They need tools to be better for other people and themselves. And I may not know you, but at least each episode you learn something from me. So learn how to be a service to your people. My name is Shan. This is She Gets a Pod. You know, I podcast because I have thoughts and my head is big. And my thing is, like, if tomorrow was my last day and I had all this fucking knowledge and I never said anything to no one and I never shared it and I never expressed myself, how present would I be? And how present are you in the people who you say you care about? How present are you in their lives when you say that, you know, you support them? What does that look like? You know, if you have friends and you know they have a business, how many times did you go out your way to support their business and not ask for something for free? You know, you see a friend post something about an event or something that's going on. Did you repost it? You know, did you mention it to someone that you know would possibly like that? Do you mention your friends in rooms where they are not? Do you mention their businesses? Do you share their product? Do they have to send you free shit for you to wear it or show it or drive it or say that you use it? Sometimes I feel like people would rather show up for a completely random ass company because they're giving them $50 to post on a weekly basis. Oh, I'm going to do it. I'm going to support because, you know, no, you're supporting because you want money. And a lot of people, the only way that they would show support is if they feel like they're getting something out of it in the end. And that's like me, you know, I'm only going to go to my daughter's graduations if I'm going to get something at the end. Or, you know, what's the point of me going, what am I going to get? What kind of mother would I be? What kind of friend are you? What kind of sister are you? What kind of brother are you? What kind of uncle are you? What kind of aunt are you? What kind of father are you? But you got to be able to sit with yourself and say, you know what? I could be doing this better. Instead of me talking about I'm going to be better, I'm going to just be better. I'm going to shut the fuck up and be better. Instead of me saying, oh, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to do more marketing, just do the fucking marketing. You know what I'm saying? Instead of you say, you know what? I'm going to lose this weight. I'm going to do this. Just lose the fucking weight. Shut the fuck up and lose the weight. Do the walking. Do the working out. Change your eating habits. Drink your water. Stop buying fucking Starbucks every time you go outside. Stop buying the equipment that you're not going to use in your fucking house. Be real with yourself. If you don't have self-discipline, get some. You need self-discipline with money. You need self-discipline with your private parts. You need self-discipline when it comes to what you eat. You need self-discipline when it comes to the shit that you watch, the shit that you read, your time management. So if you don't have self-discipline in all of those areas, you're going to be fucked. Nobody's going to come tell you, you know what, today Georgia Power is due. You already know what's due. They sent you a fucking email and they text your phone. Nobody's going to tell you, you know what, your landlord wants your rent on the 1st, not the 3rd and not the 5th. Oh, I didn't pay because nobody told me. You sound crazy. So being a service to your people, what's so crazy about that is it reciprocates itself. Doing for others and giving people grace and having empathy, it relieves stress. It makes you feel lighter. But you also have to have self-discipline doing for other people, because people would use that shit. People will abuse that shit. So everything requires self-discipline. So once you master that shit, everything else should fall in place. Okay, I'm done. I said enough.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.